Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One Part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the PMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, so here we are.
Yo.
Live and
hi.
In color.
Hey.
You got yourself?
Hey. Hey.
I'm not knowing if I...
Saturday night. Baldwin McCullough.
And our headphone volume is really low for some reason, so that's a little better.
You got to get your mouth up to the microphone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like Radio 101, Kevin. Even I know that.
Yeah.
You taught me that.
We want to start talking about what I've taught you.
Remember those days? When you'd say, get your
Do
face.
Do we want to start talking about what I've taught you?
And now I'm obviously, clearly...
The master you have become.
Show you I will.
Of course, you always did kind of speak Yoda English to begin with.
Proudly. And without any apology.
Everything was always a wee bit backwards.
A wee bit.
But that's okay. It's Baldwin McCullough Radio. We're coming to you live from New York. Thank you for being here. Our phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you're joining us in the chat room, we kind of got the place a little bit better lit tonight, so hopefully the picture will look a little bit better. And you can join that live chat at baldwinmccullough.com. Just click Listen Live. It'll take you to a page where you can actually log into and watch the show as it happens, and it's kind of fun to do. Speaking of fun,
yes, sir.
This week,
yeah.
Millions of people ordered billions of chicken sandwiches and nuggets and strips and waffle fries
yeah.
and peach shakes and all the rest of it.
I'm loving that.
In fact, we did a little bit of that here at Extreme Media.
Kevin McCullough, Baldwin McCullough Radio, Saturday nights, AM 970. The answer, you've already been talking to Curtis Lee and other people around here. Why are Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough here today? Because we love Chick-fil-A, number one. Boiler, lighty, see? It's good, good for the boiler. But besides that, we think that the First Amendment's worth defending. And we think that somebody should have the right to give their private opinion and not have some sort of Nazi come after them to try to ruin their business. So we're here showing our support. I purchased $200-something worth of Chick-fil-A for my staff, the staff of the neighboring business to us upstairs. We're going to go home happy today.
And so we did. We had, how many staffers did we have here? Because the lovely bride and baby James came in. I think we had six, and then we fed all of upstairs.
Right on.
And basically, everybody else that came in off the street, we were like, hey, want some chicken? Because we had some left over.
Well, on the official Chick-fil-A day.
Yes.
You know, I checked in with you.
Right. You were going to go to the one at New York University.
Yeah, the one downtown in New York. And you told me. You warned me. You said...
It was closed.
You said, Stevie B, I'm pretty sure it's not open. But you know me.
Steven had to go do his appreciation at a closed Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I had to go down and just be sure, because what if you were wrong?
Yeah, that's true. And it could have happened.
You know, and I could have been like the genius when everybody was saying, no, 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 no. Like, everybody was saying, no, no, it's closed, Steve. Don't go there. But I figured I'd go down there, maybe there'd be, like, some guy mopping the floor, and I'd get in.
Yeah, because that's the way life works for you.
Right?
Steve walks up.
And I'll turn on
hey, dude, can you let me in?
And I'll turn on the fryer or something.
I'm Stephen Baldwin. Can you let me in your door?
And I'll put some fries and a couple of chicken legs or something.
You know what it reminds me of? You know those, you've seen those Orkin commercials where the insects are trying to penetrate the house, and so, like, they're delivering pizza and stuff, and the guy's like, would you let me in? That's kind of Steven.
Yeah.
To almost anywhere he goes.
And I might have gotten in.
Can you let me in?
You know, Alec Baldwin's on the board of New York University.
Yeah.
So I could have gone down there.
I'm
and said,
sure that he will be kicking Chick-fil-A off campus as soon as that contract's up.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm sure if I was really still the creepy guy I used to be,
yeah.
I could have knocked on the door and had some guy answer and said, you know, this is an Alec Baldwin emergency. and I need to access your Chick-fil-A immediately.
For some reason, I don't think the Chick-fil-A employees report to the New York University staff.
Well,
I don't think that's how that works.
So I think it would have been cool if I got in there.
Might have been in a wee bit of trouble. You know, last week, so anyway, those of you that ate chicken this week, good on you.
Chick-fil-A.
And all you haters that said you're going to show up on Friday and do a kiss in. That was a good joke you guys pulled. Because they seriously had like 20 people in the whole country show up at a Chick-fil-A. And 14 of those were at the Hollywood Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I think they had 6 spread out across the rest of the country. But everywhere on Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, they were running out of food.
Right.
Like, there were places running out of food with 7 hours of service left.
When our homie Mike Huckabee throws down a gauntlet.
Yeah, start to finish. So, and the governor represented. He was in. He got his morning chicken and egg sandwich for breakfast, I believe, in Little Rock or wherever it was. But they weren't haters. Yes, they were, Jacqueline. You haven't seen some of the stuff that people have been leaving on the Twitter and the Facebook.
Jacqueline, you know Kevin.
They were haters.
Kevin doesn't sugarcoat it.
No, if they
Kevin
called us
says
hateful.
What he really feels.
They called us hateful for going and eating chicken on Chick-fil-A Day.
Yeah?
Yes.
Right, well, but at the same time.
With a huge megaphone. Why are you guys so hateful?
At the same time, those folks have the right in this country to express themselves.
To call us hateful.
Yeah,
yes, they do.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Have at it.
No one's denying that.
I just love that the next quarter of sales for Chick-fil-A are going to be through the moon.
Now, they're a family-owned company, but don't you wish you had just a wee little bit of stock in that little venture?
Mm-hmm.
At least this quarter?
Well, I think, obviously, what's more important to observe, seemingly on a serious note, is it's wonderful that people stood up and supported Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and let me be very clear. Not everybody that had a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
You sounded like the president.
Let me be clear.
Yeah, go ahead.
It wasn't because they all believed that marriage shouldn't be redefined.
Right.
There were a lot of people that went and just said, wait a minute, you cannot punish somebody. You can't be a Nazi to somebody about something that they said when asked in an interview, and they're asked to give their opinion.
Right.
You can't do that. This is still America.
And that was...
Look, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/KMC01. Go there and look at all the garbage I've had said in the last 48 hours since the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day happened. And I didn't delete anybody. I didn't take anybody off the page. I didn't say, oh, well, you can't say that. You're disagreeing with me.
Mm-hmm.
No, because this is America. Now, if you get vile or profane, I will delete comments, you know, because we have family, you know, kids come and read the comments and stuff. But but just because you differ with me, I'm challenged by that. I like to have people throw a gauntlet down and say, here's what I think, and see if it causes me to reevaluate what I've been thinking.
Obviously, in the last couple of years, with things you and I have been involved with, they're not only with this issue and this topic,
right?
But there seems to be this trend of you know, socially empowered individuals who, you know, through social networking, are going after corporations.
Yeah.
They're attacking these corporations who, in their opinion, are oppressive or this or that and hateful and blah, 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 blah. So,
well, it's interesting because Chick-fil-A has gay people that work for them.
There you go.
I mean, they've never turned anybody from the... away from the counter because they asked them, you know, who do you sleep with at night? They don't have any of that going on. They've never mistreated anyone for any reason. And if somebody did, they were fired. You know, if it was a one and off kind of thing, they were let go. So I've never understood why people were like, oh, well, this group, you know, because they've given money to someone like Focus on the Family, you know, Focus on the Family. That somehow constitutes hate. I don't agree with it. I don't get it. And America had enough. They were basically like, look, we're not putting up with this mess any longer.
Yeah.
And from coast to coast, literally from here in New York all the way to San Diego, Hawaii, wherever, the people were they showed up and they supported free speech, and many people supported free speech and the idea that people can support traditional marriage and shouldn't be punished for thinking that.
And then there was the dude out of Arizona. Are we going to mention that? Are we talking about that?
Well, he drives through the drive-thru.
I saw that whole thing.
Harasses the Chick-fil-A waitress, who, by the way, if all of Chick-fil-A employees handle their situation as good as she did, no wonder that company's making billions of dollars
a year.
That's right. No wonder, because they have this idea that the customer should be treated with respect, no matter what nasty, vile maggot they may be driving through.
And obviously, it's
apparent. And he gets fired for it.
That was incredible.
All right. We're not going to talk about that. When we come back, Gabby Douglas won the gold medal this week, and she had something happen in a commercial break that some people are upset about, and we want to know your opinion about it. We'll talk about it next on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson. Nationwide, Sunday night.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have. Why live under the burden of death? I say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. And do you do credit card processing for your network marketing or your online website or even your own store location? Do you use PayPal or one of the other most common credit card processing systems? If you do, then you are helping to underwrite things like abortion, Planned Parenthood, the sale and distribution of pornography, even online gaming, gambling, and possibly even jihad against America. Most credit card companies do not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses, but CleanCreditBiz.com does. A guaranteed lower rate for your processing, faster turnaround for major payments, usually 24 to 48 hours as compared to 3 or 4 days for PayPal. And this pledge, they will not do business with dishonorable things like companies that service abortion, porn, or jihad. Run, don't walk, to CleanCreditBiz.com now. Save money, get your money faster, and sleep easy at night. CleanCreditBiz.com, that's CleanCreditBiz.com, CleanCreditBiz.com. Baldwin McCullough, live from New York, glad you're with us. Steven's back in studio, finally. I think it's been like 6 weeks.
I have no idea.
It's been a long time.
I have no idea.
You know how long it's been? We had to go dig that microphone out of a dust bunny under the desk. It was caked in weeks of unused dust.
I'm feeling my allergies coming on.
There you go. So last week we talked about the Olympics.
Yeah.
You're down with them. We're now leading the medal count. I don't know if you noticed this.
But it was only above China by one as of yesterday.
In the gold. The total number of medals,
we're kicking butt.
Well, we finally passed them. It took most of the week to get there.
And
Ryan Lochte didn't help, all of his peeing in the pool and stuff.
What are you talking about?
He admitted to that.
No, he didn't.
He did. He totally did. He
did
admitted
not.
That he took a whiz in the pool.
Why would he say that?
Yesterday, he said that they all do it. Nobody else admitted to it. He did. I don't know.
Well, he needs to up his vitamin intake
because
I can't see anything.
He said something about the chlorine water creating an environment that, I don't know. But anyway,
all right, can we please
move
on.
Slow on the medal count.
See, now if I said that, I'd get scolded.
No, because you would use words that would
be branded
as...
So you said it with more couth, obviously.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, the smart Steven showed up tonight. He's using big words.
888-340-3373.
But here's what I want to know. NBC has walked right into the center of a huge race storm.
Mm-hmm.
After Gabby Douglas, who is a born-again Christian... representing her God, totally all guts to the wall, like every time she says anything, she's like, first, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the power that he's given me to do this and blah, blah, blah. And she's a cutie. She's like 16 or something.
She's delightful.
Adorable. Anyway, she wins the all-around, and nobody thought, or the individual, and nobody thought that she should have even been in the finals, and then she made it, and she barely just made the team. Like, she was the last pick to get on the team. She was the last pick to get taken for the finals because of her scores, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, she wins the gold.
She was last.
She was last.
That makes the gold even more...
It's a sweeter story.
Yeah.
And she's so young, she can probably come back in 2016 to Rio. By the way, we need to talk about that because you with your Brazilian connection, Rio going to be the place in 2016. We need to definitely do some Baldwin McCullough-ing down there.
I'll get you hooked up, bro.
Yeah. Take the fams and all that stuff.
Oh, follow Portuguese.
Yeah, I want to stay in a safe part of town, though.
I'll get you hooked up.
All right, I figured you would. You know who I want to stay with is Kenya's dad. Because I'm sure he, like, has men with guns and stuff outside the...
Actually, Kenya's mom's sister.
Yeah?
I'll get you hooked up.
Tougher bad guy than her dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Then that's where we want to stay.
That's where we want to stay.
But anyway, Gabby Douglas wins the Olympic gold. Then they cut. Well, then Bob Costas does his normal, uber professional, perfect, you know, Bob Costas signature thing on the story. Mm-hmm. And then he throws to break. And the first commercial that comes up is a monkey doing a gymnastics routine on the rings. Now that's a male gymnastics side of the sport.
So just
the girls don't do the rings, the guys do the rings.
But obviously maybe perceived as bad timing.
Well, here's how it went down.
But there are some young African American girls out there who tonight are saying to themselves,
so he's wrapping it up.
I'd like to try that too. More from London in a moment.
And then
His entire life has been leading to this moment. All the hard work, the dedication, just to answer the call.
Is there any dialogue over this part? No, there's no dialogue. Okay, never mind then. That also sounded very weird, like it was out of phase or something. Yeah, we won't be using that again. But anyway, you heard Bob Costas. All those young girls out there that may say to themselves, I can do that.
Yeah.
Then it goes to the commercial, and then here comes this hand, the little monkey around the ring, and then it shows a monkey doing the
Iron Cross.
Yeah, right in the middle of the rings. And it has something witty written on the screen.
See, this is where that's the moment in the program, Kevin, where your dumb jock partner means something in this equation. Iron Cross. See, I know the gymnastics move.
Oh, son, the lovely bride has you beat like 10 times around the block.
She didn't know that was called an Iron Cross.
She did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
I guarantee
no,
you she did.
No, she didn't.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Now, because they followed Gabby's gold and Bob's wonderful little punctuation mark with an advertisement about a monkey doing gymnastics.
Right.
Supposedly, NBC has ignited a race storm. Costa said what you heard him say. There are some African-American girls out there tonight saying to themselves, hey, I'd like to try that too. More from London in a moment. Then he goes to break. The broadcast goes to a commercial break showing an advertisement featuring a monkey wearing a gymnastics uniform and performing a rings gymnastic event. Here's a picture of it. And there he is on the rings.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you've got all these people on Twitter that start going, Gabby won in a commercial for animal practice with a black, big, smiling monkey doing gymnastics. I don't think NBC meant anything, but it's awful. Someone else disgusted at NBC for showing the monkey right after Gabby wins her gold medal. The animal practice commercial that followed the announcement that Gabby is the first African-American to win women's all-around was risky. You have all of these people that are like, that's racist. When we were looking at the footage tonight, Ivan's first reaction to it was, well, somebody probably didn't plan very well, but that was rather unfortunate.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I don't understand, and somebody needs to help me. 888-340-3373. Why? In this day and age, why should anybody, including Gabby Douglas, be offended by that order of events taking place in that way? Are we still at that point? Did black people all across America go, they ran a monkey right after Gabby Douglas won the gold, them NBC people is racist? Was that conversation actually happening? Or were we all like able to go through the commercial break and go, oh, that's funny, they got a monkey doing gymnastics, it has nothing to do with Gabby? In other words, is this someone just looking for race trouble? Or was this really, truly a bad use of judgment? 888-340-3373, because I don't get it. 888-340-3373. Stephen, we'll get your opinion and go straight to the calls. 888-340-3373. NBC mean anything by following Gabby with a monkey commercial? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Live from New York and to great cities all across the country, I'm Kevin McCullough, and he's Stephen Baldwin.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, you know, every single month in this terrible economy, it's the exact same thing. You go to your mailbox, you pull out a bill, you open it, and then you just, Jackie, exactly. You just scream.
It's kind of a wimpy scream.
I mean, well,
it's kind of like a Toyota scream compared to a Cadillac.
Well, it was okay for, you know, off the cuff.
I mean, considering you gave her no warning.
What causes this to continue to occur again and again? It's called high energy bill syndrome. And there's one proven method of seeing it come to an end. It's found in a person, and his name is Stuart Lynn. And he can help you save anywhere from 30 to 40% off your utility bill. Or he can help you get your energy at no cost to you whatsoever. That is correct. No cost to you whatsoever. Even better yet, he can help you make money in this terrible economy. Would you like to know more? Dial 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. Write it down, 877-532-1821. Or go online to Stu Lynn, that's S-T-U-L-Y-N-N, StuLynn.net. That's StuLynn.net.
And a big thanks to Stu for sponsoring Baldwin McCullough.
And if you take this step, you will no longer have to, Jackie. Jackie!
She's answering the phone.
Very good, Jackie.
888-340-3373 is our phone number. The moment happened, I guess it was on Thursday night. Gabby Douglas wins the gold. By the way, you know what her last name spells if you do like one of those little scrambles of the words?
Listen, I'm just
Douglas,
barely able
think
to...
about this, guys. Douglas, USA Gold. Huh? Huh? Did you figure that out?
Does it?
Yeah, Douglas. I'll write it down for you in the break. You can
yeah, I have to do it
use
that
your
way.
Crayon and help it out.
I have to do it that way.
So anyway, they go to break. Douglas, USA Gold. It's all there.
That's weird.
It's cool. It's cool.
We ought to, like, do something with that.
I think Gabby needs to be, like, the face for, like, some sort of, like, special faith-based vitamin company or something. I think she would just be, like, a rockin' spokesperson.
I like your style, McCullough.
I do, too.
Yeah.
888-340-3373. So here's what happens. She wins the gold. Bob Costas does his typical Bob Costas, you know, button-down perfect thing summarizing what happened. And he throws to break. And it's the monkey gymnast on the rings. And then Twitter starts exploding, and people get all mad all over the place. Oh, NBC's racist. They ran a monkey commercial after Gabby Douglas. Really? Honestly, you think that they're racist? Are we still living? Is this 1961? Are the Democrats still running the Ku Klux Klan? Is this what we're in the middle of? I don't know. Steven, I didn't ask your opinion before we went to break, but...
Well, before we went to break, the first thing that came to mind for me is, unfortunately,
right,
in the historical reality of racism in this country, I think it's pretty well documented that there are those who subscribe to this form of hate that would reference African Americans in this hateful way as monkeys. So I think if you're a black person in America who, and let's be honest about one thing, I mean, you know, you can't really fully understand. And I
do agree with that.
I have had very interesting conversations and confrontations from people about my personal views of President Obama.
Right.
I've had African American people that I, you know, within 6 degrees of separation, come to me and say, well, how can you this and how can you that? And they'll say...
But you never called him monkey.
No, but that's not the point. The point, from their perspective, we can never understand what they've been through.
Okay, and I, on some level, agree with them on that. Here's what I'm saying, though. Here's what I'm saying. This is 2012.
Right.
I grew up in the early 1970s in the South. Not the deep South in Texas, not in Mississippi or Alabama, but it was still South.
Mm-hmm.
And there was still a good bit of racist influence in different places, et cetera, et cetera. But even in that, my whole 42 years on this planet, I have never heard a human being refer to an African-American as a monkey.
Right.
Personally, I've never been around a person that's used that term or that language. Now, I know that it's been said, and I've heard stories of racial animosity and seasons and stuff when some of that stuff has happened.
And there's been tremendous debate over the N-word. And
well, sure. And, you know,
the hip-hop community using that word.
The hip-hop community uses that like they breathe oxygen. But that's a different debate. I don't think that NBC did anything malicious here, and I don't think that it was really even worth getting upset about. But some people...
I don't agree with that.
Some people do. And we're going to take calls from you on that next. Ed, we see you in New Jersey. Hold on. You're going to be our first caller right out of the break. This is Baldwin McCullough Live coming to you on 333 stations tonight. Stay with us.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Annie Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, the media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses, and every time you pay them, your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it cleancreditbiz.com. Cleancreditbiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, cleancreditbiz.com or 888-340-3373 and press 2. Cleancreditbiz.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Hey there.
And our number is, I don't know what it is.
888-340-3373. Top of the screen right there.
Yeah, I'm just...
888-340-3373.
I'm distraught.
By the promo for the veterinary comedy?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, that's part of the problem. Everybody got offended by this promo. It's a monkey on the rings. And the show it's promoting is a new veterinary it's a show about this. It's a sitcom about this veterinary practice called Animal Practice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think NBC is going to use the Olympics to overly hype their entire fall lineup, then you're about the biggest idiot to walk the planet because their ratings have been off the charts,
right.
Record-breaking.
Got it.
So they go to the break. Gabby wins the gold, looking all sweet and precious and wonderful. She thanks her Lord and Savior. Bob Costas does his perfect little, you know, now other girls can dream the dream, you know, that Gabby once dreamed and blah, 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 and go on to win gold. Then they cut to this supposed to be funny commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And this monkey does a gymnastics thing on the rings, and people start trying to say that NBC was racially insensitive or in some way comparing Gabby to... What if a Russian had won the event? Which she was only 0.2 of a point away from winning the event. What if would they have been like, oh, well, Russians must be equated to monkeys now?
No.
To me, this is just that schedule was put into the computer weeks ago. And the operators didn't have any clue that Gabby was going to win.
No, but it might have been just a little bit common sense logical to say to yourself that if she did win, it might be better to switch the order of the commercials.
Run a beer commercial first.
Whatever.
Let's go to line two. Cherie is in Queens. Cherie, welcome. Listening to AM 970, The Answer. AM 970, The Answer, our big flagship here in New York. Cherie, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Thank you very much for having me. I had plenty of time to review everything that I heard a moment ago, and the first offense I had was the way you posed the question, your pronunciation, as if it sounded like you were implying that black people are not educated. You were using thems and these and those in the question. That right there was offensive in and of itself. The second point I wanted to make is that, yes, those of us who are black who are offended by this is because there is a history behind the offense in the media of black people. This has been going on for decades, and I personally have a file where I've addressed this issue in the media.
Cherie, let me ask you a question.
Responses to it.
Okay. I got you both, and if I did an impersonation that was offensive, I apologize. Didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings.
Thank you for that.
But let me ask you an honest question.
Certainly.
NBC has this veterinary comedy that they're rolling out September 1. And all their series of ads have involved animals and animals doing funny things related to the Olympics. And they had this monkey doing it's a male sport, the rings, it's not a female thing. And, mm-hmm. and he does one of the little flips and then he stands there and he does the Iron Cross that Stephen correctly identified earlier. You really honestly think that there was a conspiracy at NBC to say, we're going to compare Gabby Douglas and her beautiful little smile to this monkey?
Yes, sir. The reason for my answer as a positive answer to that question, yes, I do feel that way, is because my husband and I were watching Channel 4 during dinner when they were announcing the top winners and their medals.
Mm-hmm.
For Gabby's photograph, they had a very casual picture of her off looking to the side. Everyone else, they had a beautiful frontal smiling photo of them. What I'm trying to explain in a few minutes is a history of media that is offensive to people of color. This is a cumulative reaction to what we've experienced and witnessed for years and have not fought against except for the Committed to Eliminate Media Offensive to African People, CMOTAP. They're in place to fight against media that is offensive, whether it's...
And I don't question that history, Cherie. I just think people thinking that promo was specifically placed there to in some way impugn the accomplishment of Gabby Douglas is just, I just find that unfathomably unbelievable.
I'm trying to offer clarity to explain to you that it is not the first time that African Americans have been compared to monkeys.
Well, that was.
But who compared?
Hold on a second.
Nobody compared anything.
No. But it doesn't matter. It gets back to what I said, which was NBC perhaps should have said to themselves, if Gabby Gifford wins, and this happens to be the commercial that we have slated, you know, and to this...
Not Gabby
Gifford. Wait a second.
Gabby Douglas.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Gabby, forgive me.
Not the congresswoman.
Right, forgive me. But my point simply is, and I said this to you before on the air,
right,
which is historically with this use of this word and this kind of slander, so to speak, they might have said to themselves, well, wait a second, you know, it might not be such a good idea. It could be misperceived. So to the callers...
There is no misperception.
I'm sorry?
I must interrupt. There is no misperception simply because of the overwhelming response of people who against it or opposed to it.
Yeah.
That is not a misconception.
But,
right.
But is it fair to say, just last question from Steve Baldwin here, is it fair to say that you would agree with the fact that NBC obviously didn't deliberately do this?
No, she's saying they did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm saying they did because I watched NBC. I saw them interview the president, and they didn't even have a decent background for him. He's the president of the country, like it or not. This is not the only time that I have seen NBC commit offensive acts.
Well, NBC has been the president's best friend, and their cable outlet has basically been a 24-hour campaign commercial for him. So I don't know how you get those two equated. But I do appreciate the perspective, Cherie, and I do thank you for your call. Here's the interesting thing about this, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Cherie's a real person. She feels that they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I run a media company. There's no way in heck that I can believe for a second that some control room operator at NBC was back there going, "Hey, look, we got the monkey following the black girl on the gold medal round.
Right.
This is going to be awesome."
Yeah.
No, those commercials were slated and put into the computer by, you know, random chance of how they rotate months ago.
And to that last caller's, obviously to her perception, she feels, though, that as a result of the history of these types of things.
History is one thing, but she said this was done on purpose. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's, or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live, Stevie B, KMC, 888-340-3373.
Ivan, did you find the audio of there's audio of the first part of that ad. Just play just the announcer voice of the monkey ad.
Okay.
You got it? You had it up. Sorry. Yeah, he's working on it. Okay, he'll get that. Let me know when you're ready. What we're talking about is Gabby Douglas, who won the gold medal in the individual performance of the all-around. the other night. Bob Costas comes on and talks about how, you know, and Gabby's very young still. She's only like 16. And the thing that the lovely bride kept saying all through the Olympics is there's no way she can't win. The judges are going to have to grade her on just the smile alone, you know, perfect scores.
Right.
Because literally this girl, like, you wonder if she's ever had a bad day in her entire life.
Oh, she's, just,
she's so positive.
Yeah.
She's just like, yeah, I just work hard, and I'm really thankful to be here, and I'm glad I could do my best.
She got the Holy Spirit.
So she wins, and everybody's cheering in the whole universe, and Bob Costas comes on, you know, there were little girls like Gabby who used to once look at Dominic Dawes and think, I could do that, and now there's girls at home tonight looking at Gabby Douglas saying, you know, they could do that. And then he throws to the break. And this is what you hear while a monkey is doing a gymnastics routine. Take a listen.
Entire life has been leading to this moment. All the hard work, the dedication, just to answer the call. The call of victory.
And it's a promo for the Animal Practice, new Animal Practice comedy, which, by the way, looks stupidly stupid. I mean, the lovely bride goes, this is what they're making for new shows now?
I'll be watching.
Okay. That would explain some of why the lovely bride said that. But it just looks ridiculously dumb. But they've been doing all these, you know, promos with these animals doing Olympic stuff. And this one happened to be the monkey on the rings that the men perform on, the apparatus that the men perform on. And Twitter exploded. And, oh, how dare they put a monkey on right after Bob Costas threw the break. And then here's the other thing that's gotten people mad. Her coach, Bella Caroli, who... He's had a pretty good run with people.
I'd say that.
Nadia. Yeah. Wasn't he Mary Lou's coach, I think?
Yeah.
And then all the other ones. Anyway, Bela Caroli...
Had a good run.
He had a good run, but what was the connection here? Oh, he had called Gabby Douglas the flying squirrel.
Right.
Because of the way she flies off the uneven parallel bars. And if you saw any of her routines, you know she's
unbelievable.
She's like an airplane, she's a human being.
She's like a flying squirrel.
Well, that's kind of... And so people were like, well, that's racist. And that's her own coach. So I'm like, oh, man, we're never going to be able to have a normal
specify,
day.
I don't even get that. So how is
I don't
that?
Know, because it's an animal and a human being. Anyway, Ed in New Jersey, you've been holding on real quickly. What's your thoughts? Line one, Ed, New Jersey. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. We're short on time. Get right to the point if you can.
Yeah, listen. I'm 26 years old. I'm going to grad school right now, and I grew up going to public school where it was a very mixed group of kids, and I have several black...
Okay, Ed, you're going to have to... I'm sorry to do this to you because you've been holding so long. You're going to have to hold one more time. We'll come back to you right after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.